Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Waking up laughing every morning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Big Party Morning Show.
All right, so I stopped in the building yesterday late in the afternoon, and I ran into Sir Bounce. He's our afternoon guy here. And I stopped in to say how much I didn't like him. Stopped in the studio. We have this thing going on. He was tearing up. And I had no idea what was going on. And I thought it was a bit because he said, "I bet you can't make it through 27 seconds of Jimmy Fallon." So I thought it was the Jimmy Fallon challenge. I'm like, what is this, a challenge? Yeah, he was even teared up watching the thing when he talked about his mom and everything. So yeah, Bounce was in here crying. So, well, I mean, it's
like a human being.
Yeah, most people with a heart.
Unless you're the Grinch and suddenly somebody has
emotionally, reactive to the clip of it's Jimmy Fallon lost his mom.
Yeah.
So there was no show last week and he came back and did his, you know, return Monday night. And then Taylor Swift came out and sang.
27
seconds. Oh, I openly
seconds.
Wept. I absolutely openly wept.
Did you?
I mean, I was so glad that my children weren't home because it's like one of those awkward things where, you know, you don't want to cry in front of your kids for not good, you know, no reason. But oh my God, him talking about his holding his mom's hand and he does the whole like she squeezes his hand and then he pretends like he's a little guy and he looks up and he squeezes it back. Niagara Falls. I mean, it was like I was a blethering idiot. I mean, because my son is. You know, he still holds my hand, and I squeeze his hand, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a mom thing. I mean, not just a mom thing, but I'm just saying, like, holding your son's hand, you know it is T-minus till they're like, get away.
Yeah.
No can do. Guys are watching.
Suddenly
friends
that
are watching.
Little boy hand is sausage fingers.
Right.
Hey, Mom, I don't want you holding my hand when we're at the mall. Okay, I'm 26 years old.
You're like, well, I'm afraid. Precious cargo.
Now let's go try on underwear. I can't find if it fits or not.
The kids always laugh because I call them precious. I call them precious cargo.
Shopping. Yeah.
And they're always like, "What is that? What do you mean, precious cargo?" You're always like, you know, we're in a parking lot. Heads up, precious cargo. And I'm like, "You're precious cargo. I carried you. I built your bodies in my body." You are very precious to me. Like, I can't even fathom anything happening to you. It's like,
yeah,
so you're watching this.
And,
well, no, but I mean, you're watching this and here's a grown man and, you know, and he's an accomplished comedian and Jimmy Fallon, you know, he sits behind the desk of the Tonight Show and here he is. And, he's still the only laugh that mattered was my mom's. Oh my God, as a mom. You're dying. You're hearing that. You're like, oh my God, I never want to die.
Some of you know my mother, Gloria, passed away recently, and I canceled our shows last week to be with my family and make arrangements. She was the best audience. She was the one I was always trying to make laugh, and she was such a fan of the show and everything I did. When we were little, my mom would walk us to the store, me and my sister, and we would hold hands, you know, and she would squeeze my hand three times and say, "I love you," and I would squeeze back. I love you too. And last week I was in the hospital at her side and I grabbed her hand and I squeezed, "I love you." And I just knew we were in trouble, you know. But I feel so grateful to be able to do this every single night and I'm very appreciative of all the support from all of you that my family received over the.
Yeah, so his mom died, you know, it was relatively unexpected. She was 68.
Oh, she was? Okay, I didn't realize 68 years old.
Yeah.
Are you happy now? What?
He's trying to make you cry, Molly, is what he's trying to do.
I know. I know he is. He loves this.
What
I don't know what Schadenfreude
that?
Weird thing. You do. You have openly admitted over all of the years that we've done the show that you love to try to make me cry. And earlier when you played this, I saw you signaling to Jeff because you're like, look, she's choking up. This is amazing. I can't wait. I'm like, what sicko enjoys making a grown woman cry when a man is talking about the death of his mother, and you know I have a son, and
not.
You know that this is like,
and the dogs, not the grown women.
And the silver spoon.
Remember when another former, I'm trying to think how many SNL cast members were motivated by doing this to make their parents laugh. Tracy Morgan. Remember Tracy Morgan?
Yeah.
When he came in and he said his whole motivation was to make his dad laugh because his dad fought in Vietnam and Tracy Morgan grows up, his dad's a Vietnam vet, and obviously his dad probably saw horrible things. And he said his dad was a miserable man, and the only time he ever saw his dad smile and laugh until he was in tears was when Saturday Night Live was on.
That's right. Aww.
And so he's watching SNL with his dad, maybe couldn't make his dad happy like the people on TV, and he was like, I'm going to be on that show. I'm going to make my dad laugh. From the TV, from the SNL. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Yeah,
and I don't know if his dad got to see him. I don't know if he made it. That's why
I see
so many people clutch that award.
Yeah.
You like me. And they're like, I wish my parents up there could have seen me. You know, they're holding out for the dream.
God, I'm a dark human.
Yeah, that's like the motivation.
It.
And
yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like you're Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader. What if he's no longer there? It's your motivation.
I mean,
how do we make Party cry?
You
see,
don't.
The ironic thing
take
is
take away his hot tub.
Hey.
I thought you were going to say hot dog.
Tell him why Lean likes sleeping with another man.
No.
I mean,
take his hot dog away.
I'm just saying.
You're not a nice person.
Slap the hot dog out of his hand.
Now that's
big fat baby tears. Well up in his eyes. That was a lost dog. He never had a chance.
So you
see, here's the sadness of the male hormones of dudes past 40. That video Party is supposed to make you cry.
Yeah.
But now we get wispy at strange things like TV commercials. You said you find yourself balling up at dumb scenes in movies.
I do, and I'm an emotional dude, you know. Yesterday, I balled up. I'm not going to lie. The Nebraska Humane Society they're doing a new ad campaign, and it's about a little white dog that someone left behind, and it's through the, you know, the guy, the voice is like narrating like the dog. He's like, I can't walk straight anymore. Why'd you do this? I was like, oh.
You're touched by manufactured moments, just not true, authentic human moments.
Yes, absolutely. I'm also ashamed that Molly caught me in the middle of me trying to.
Well, that is
I
a
know
camera.
You.
That is
I can see you.
That's a camera.
I didn't know she could see me, though.
And I also do know you.
Okay.
And the minute you said that we were circling back to this, I was like, he's going to see if I still have like a... So I was stealing myself for this moment.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to make me cry. Tough as nails.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
Apologize to Molly for trying to make her cry.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is of tears.
You got to figure out what to make to genuinely.
I don't know what it is.
How to make you cry. I mean, we can't do it on the spot, but we'll have to come up with a gauntlet or something
to make
you run.
For Party?
Oh, me cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easier. I think it's actually quite easier than we think.
Oh, it probably very much is.
It's sort of like a, hey, Mike, this is your life of really depressing things, though. You know, over here and over here and over here, just when you think you're biting your lip and making it through, boom. Something going to make you cry.
Getting in there.
Now, I don't know how good a radio that is, but it might be.
We can film it, right?
Cathartic.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't know I cry at certain things. I know what makes me cry. I mean, a good love story makes me cry. A happy return of a soldier to see his family makes me cry.
Uh-huh.
Damaged or hurt animals that are saved makes me cry. And there are other things. It depends on the moment I'm in.
It depends on how long you've been in the hot tub and how many drinks are in you.
Yes. If I have drinks in me,
there's a causal link between alcohol in his system and teary eyes.
There's been times I'm sitting in our cubicle, man, and I'm like tearing up like a dog, hoping you don't turn around from the corner and say, hey, I got tears flowing down my cheek. You'll know when the glasses are up. From watching some stupid video. I don't know what of. I couldn't tell you.
Of a hot dog falling on the floor.
Yes, Molly. The damn hot dog fell on the floor.
An ice cream truck on fire.
Ooh, why? Somebody pouring out just perfectly good Tito's vodka.
He goes, are they okay? We're like, the ice cream truck driver? No, the ice cream.
Did it make it? Like, I can't.
Bottle of Tito's knocked over.
And dribbling out.
No.
Have you ever seen, all right, so just on a side note real quick, because we've been talking about, Party bought a jacuzzi a couple weeks ago, and we're all very excited about its hot tub.
Yeah.
And we're trying to think things to add to your hot tub. So did you ever own a hamster when you were younger, or a gerbil?
My sister has one.
So you remember the gerbil water feeder?
Oh.
Is a big.
Yeah.
It's a gravity-fed water tank, and he can just put his little mouth on the spigot. I was wondering if we could get you, like, at home you can get those gravity-loaded booze mounts for your bar.
Yeah.
They do them for Jägermeister.
Okay, I've seen them, yeah.
How we get a mount that it just goes on the side of the jacuzzi. Booze just mounted there on the jacuzzi.
Yeah, I'm going to die in
like a little hamster. You can just lean over. With your arms on the side. And you can lean over.
I'm
done. I mean, we could you could put the crystal light in there. I think that'd be actually badass.
Aren't you going to yell at him that he doesn't know that you don't drink that anymore?
No, I don't drink it anymore. I've actually sophisticated myself. I used to put vodka and water and crystal light or whatever and the mayo in it now. Now I have little sipping. What do you call those little glasses you would drink scotch in? Like a little glass, a thick glass that I have.
Rocks glass?
Yeah. Now I drink out of that with a little splash of cranberry. It's like sophisticated
for
me.
So it's still a vodka.
I can hear the glass.
It's more vodka now. Yes. He's found a way to get more vodka.
Yes. Tito's?
Yes. And I said that to Wiley, and I'm like, you know what? I love drinking out of this little glass now because, one, it's less water, and I felt like I was just diluting it down.
I would agree. So I mean, that's good tequila.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not too good tequila. It's good vodka.
Yeah.
You don't got to cut it as much.
But I'll tell you what, the sound of the ice on a glass is just, I can hear it right now, and it just makes the drink taste that much better. So I've sophisticated myself since the hot tub.
Now we need to get him, we need to get him, what do you call him, where it's the shaped cubes?
That's next. That's next.
The orbs and all sorts of weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moving fast.
The big balls.
Oh, the big ball of ice. Mm-hmm. All right, 938-9400. Chi, we're going to chat with her coming up next. She's got the times, and she's going to hook you up with Katy Perry tickets.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Listen.
Streaming live 24 hours a day. Log on and get plugged in. Channel941.com.
All right, good day to you. 55 today, the sun's shining. Tomorrow it's going to be mid-50s as well. And then looks like Friday's going to be about 60 degrees.
Ooh.
How was it driving in, Chi? Good?
It was beautiful.
Was it
beautiful? Forgot it was November for a second.
Really? Very nice.
Those are good ones.
Yeah. Sunglasses, all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How are you doing?
Great.
Countdown to Babyville.
Yep. Ready to not be swollen?
Well, that'll be a little while.
Ready to walk normal?
Has it been
it'll be a while.
Has it gone by fast?
No.
No? See, I don't
Nine
know.
9 months is a long time.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big commitment.
Well, I got to say, you're the happiest pregnant person I've ever met. So, yeah, you think you're having fun.
Sure.
You know.
Is it reflecting on the 90s till now? Is it going to be? Have you done a baby themed? I think that needs to happen.
I've not. The only time I ever mention it is with you guys.
Oh. We could find.
Because I kind of associate it with, like, when you're on Facebook and, like, you see the parents that, like, post a billion photos of their kids and you're certainly. Like, yeah, we get it. You got two cute kids.
Yeah, but you don't talk about it all the time. So
no,
I'm saying before you go
ever.
Away, you're only doing three
yes.
more shows. Today, yes. Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
You should do a baby themed 90s till now. You could find like baby, baby, songs with baby in it.
Yeah, like Baby Got Back, stuff
yeah,
like
baby
that.
Baby Got Back.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Let people call in with their favorite baby
Please
song.
Please don't go, girl. Please don't go, girl. I want to hear that one because I don't want Cheetah go.
Aw, I'll be back.
I know. I'm being very selfish.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a wonderful, wonderful show today.
I'm going to try to. Blake Shelton's the sexiest man alive. Yeah. So we can only go up from here, right?
People. And I don't mean like people that we know. I mean people like the magazine who must have gotten a major payoff from
And
somebody bought that title.
Somebody bought it.
All right, so after 11, you have Katy Perry. All right, we'll see you in the morning. Have a safe day, people, and do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.